You have two new messages.
The Nerf Gaming Hotline has been open all week long, and you guys definitely did your part. We got a bunch of voicemails to break down, so let's cut straight to it. Let's jump into the voicemails. First one up, we've got Kenny.
Hello, Nerf. I wanted to know your opinion about YouTube Playable. Mm. For me, I think the best way for Google to get into the gaming market is to make the game free.
Okay.
Like YouTube, actually, commercial, and the content is free. That's the only way for me that they will go through and become a massive player in gaming. Mm. What do you think? And another topic,
oh,
I was thinking that with many years of leadership by Phil Spencer,
huh.
I think it's time for him to retire.
Oh.
Because clearly 8 years without any new IP, without any good game, all the Metacritics and other see that the, and me and other see the quality has been very, very destroyed by Phil, Phil Spencer. Since Don Matrix left, I don't see Xbox coming.
What happened? Kenny? Kenny? Oh my god! They killed Kenny! No. Actually, it looks like the time limit hit. Sorry about that, Kenny. Two very interesting questions, though. Google Playables. YouTube Playables, sorry. That is a very interesting topic for me, because on one hand, I am very burned by Google right now, that if Google were to get back in the gaming space, there is a 2% chance that I would even pick it up and try it. And I was such a diehard Stadia fanboy that it's like, I don't know if I would trust Google again with my games. Now, if it was free, you got something interesting there. You know, you could play games through the YouTube app. I could definitely see it tied in with like the mobile Google Play Store. I could definitely see that happening. You did mention something, and I don't know if it was intentional, saying advertisements and having it pay like that. Advertisements in gaming has always been something that's intrigued me. Like when I'm playing God of War Ragnarok, for example, how many ads would I be willing to sit through in order to play that game? Like if you said like every hour you had like a 15 second ad pop up, like would you be cool with that? And like would gamers be cool with that if it meant that you were playing the game for free? I don't know. Definitely something I'd be interested in hearing all of your thoughts about. But yeah, YouTube Playables, you know, if Google does it, good luck to them. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't think I would touch it with a 10-foot pole at this point. But second question you had was about Phil Spencer. And I thought you were going one direction, because I've been thinking about Phil Spencer retiring for a couple weeks now. Because I think I Googled it. I think he's like late 40s, early 50s, or something along that end. And I mean, typically people wait till like they're 60 to retire, but you know, no, Phil Spencer has to be in his 50s. We'll look that up, and I'll put it right here. But what I was thinking about is like, typically, you know, American workers wait till like they're in their mid 60s to retire. And while we have a couple years for that to happen with Phil, it makes me wonder like, who's gonna fill that spot? Will it be Sarah Bond? Will it be someone else internally? Yeah, that's a very interesting thing. When it comes to the IP, I think that Phil Spencer can be kind of forgiven a little bit, just when you look at the leaps and bounds that Xbox has made. Like, even from a hardware perspective, the Xbox Series X dwarfs anything that came from the Xbox One era. When it comes to games, there's still fantastic games. Like Halo, you've got Starfield coming out, Hellblade is right down the pipe. And when you look at like Xbox One, there were really not any good exclusives during that generation at all. So, well, yeah, I think there's a little bit of a drought going on, and there's not really a lot of AAA exclusives, especially when you compare them to Sony. I think you have to give Phil some credit when you look at like Xbox One generation on. Things are definitely in a better place for Xbox right now. Next up, we got a voicemail from Dynamic. The floor is yours.
Hello, Mr. Chappelle. First of all, a really cool idea with the Nerf Hotline.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. You are doing a great job.
Oh, appreciate
My question is about the Microsoft Activision deal.
Okay.
I have to say I'm following the whole process, but I have to say...
Let me just say, I tried following the whole process, and kudos to you. I mean, after like 3 weeks of talking about and reading about the Microsoft Activision deal, I was losing my mind. So if you've been following it the whole time, kudos to you, man.
Say, I am aware that from a Game Pass point of view, it currently offers players a value, but there are still some pros and cons that speak for or against it. I'm not sure, is it good for the market or isn't it? What do you think? Actually, could you make a history video about this deal? Mm. I have lost of track what happened when exactly.
See, you're in the same place as me.
Didn't understand everything. I'm sorry, I'm not a native speaker. That was freehand, we would say. So best wishes from Germany.
Germany, wow, that's fantastic. Thank you, Dynamic, for calling in. It is kind of nuts to think about like people watching your content from foreign countries. Like, I literally just sit in my garage and talk about video games, edit them and post them. And I see your guys' comments all the time, but I don't think I fully comprehend that there's people from like Germany and other countries that are consuming this. So thank you first off for you know, not only watching the content, but calling into the hotline. I definitely appreciate that. Going to your questions. Do I think that the deal is good for the market? I'm optimistic. I'll put it there. I think that Activision Blizzard, all signs pretty much point towards the fact that it's going to be status quo for the next couple of years. Like, nothing major will happen. I'm optimistic in the sense that I think that PlayStation is going to be forced to really innovate here, because there is a risk of 10 plus years from now them not having Call of Duty. So if I were in PlayStation's shoes, I would be investing so much money into like SOCOM, into Killzone, into Resistance to create that next Call of Duty that your platform can enjoy. And whether that happens or not, I mean, I hope it does, but that definitely has me excited. When it comes to like the broader conversation of the consolidation of the video game industry, that definitely concerns me. I think that the more the industry consolidates and you really just have like five big players in the industry, it makes it hard for indie players and indie developers to kind of make a name for themselves. You know, it's like if PlayStation rejects you, if Xbox rejects you, if Nintendo rejects you, where do you go, you know, if you want to be on consoles? So yeah, the consolidation and these big guys buying all the publishers, it's definitely concerning. But like I said, I remain optimistic on this. Will I do a history video about the entire thing? I can definitely try. Like you, I've lost track. So I will definitely probably have to jump back in here and kind of do the whole thing. But yeah, great questions. I appreciate you calling in, Dynamic. And thank you again for your support. My voice just cracked. I am 33 years old and my voice is still cracking. So for the teenage audience out there, just know, it doesn't get better. All right, next up, we got a three-peat. My boy Ben is calling in for his third week. Let's go. Ben, the floor is yours.
All right, Brian. So it's your boy Ben here. All right. Baldur's Gate 3, mm-hmm. We have to talk about
okay.
It. What a game. It's just the scale of it, all the classes, all the options. I can't wait to see what this is going to do with the game industry. I hope it's going to just flip it on its side, change it forever, because wow, I'm so excited to play this. Are you going to play it? What are you going to play as? I'm excited to hear. I'm just wow.
All right. Thank you, Ben, for calling in. Baldur's Gate 3. Yeah. I've kind of got mixed feelings if I'm being honest about this game. Everything that I am seeing makes this game look beautiful. It looks fantastic. It looks like it's going to be a kind of like a home run, if you will. But like, I don't know. Baldur's Gate 3 initially launched in like early access on Stadia, and I played around with it there, but then I requested a refund because, granted, it was early access, but the game just wasn't for me. And I've had a couple friends ask me if I'm going to be picking up Baldur's Gate 3 this week. And here's where I land on this. Is like, the game looks awesome. And I read somewhere that there's like 100 hour plus hours of content complete, and I think that's fantastic. And to your point, I hope that more developers look at that and kind of embrace that and be like, you know what, we need to do more than just a 20 hour game, because we're spending a lot of money on these games, and it's cool to have that investment going on. Where I struggle though is the way my life is run right now, of being a dad, of being a husband, being a employee for another company, and then also trying to run this channel full-time and launch a network. My free hours are very limited, and on top of that, my money is very limited. So to go out and buy this game, honestly, I'm probably gonna hold off. I'm interested. I'm definitely intrigued to see how it's changed since it launched on Stadia, and I look forward to seeing that. But if I'm being 100% honest with you, Ben, I'm probably gonna pick it up later this year. I've kind of got this rule of thumb. Here in America, we have a holiday, and this is gonna sound very American. I don't even know if Black Friday is a holiday that is celebrated other places, but like Black Friday here in America is literally when you get some of the best deals on retail products, and retail workers just absolutely adore that holiday. I keep a list in my mind of games that I want to play, but I'm not willing to pay full price for. And usually if those pop up on Black Friday for a good deal, 100% I pick them up. For example, like that, Baldur's Gate, cracking my voice again. What is going on? Am I going through puberty at the age of 33? Anyway, back to the subject. ADD kicking in, full Friday mode. Yeah, Baldur's Gate 3 is definitely on my Black Friday list. And yeah, I wish Larian all the success with the game. It looks beautiful. The size of it is massive. And if you're picking it up, then I'd love to hear like your thoughts, because you definitely got a voice and an opinion that I trust. So let me know in the comments, even if you're not Ben, if you're playing the game, let me know in the comments what you think about Baldur's Gate. If you're playing it, if it's good, if the game has changed since Stadia, definitely let me know in the comments. And to answer Ben's question, what am I going to play as? If I remember correctly, when I played Baldur's Gate 3 on Stadia initially, I think I was I a hunter? Or was I like a rogue? Whatever it was, I was like a, like, I don't even know what the classes are. That was so long ago. But if honestly, it was like, what, a year ago? How does that feel so long ago? Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't remember. I don't remember what class I was. I remember I had a sword, which probably doesn't mean much in that type of game. But anyway, Ben, thank you so much for calling in. And thanks to everybody else. Dynamic, Kenny. I hope you're doing well, Kenny. Sorry that the timer kind of ran out, but it is kind of a limited voicemail there. Thank you guys so much for calling in this week. And if you're interested in partaking in next week's episode of the Nerf Gaming Hotline, it is open all week long. Link is in the description of every single one of our videos. And please make sure to pay attention to our social media, because we are promoting the hotline there. Call in, let me know what you're thinking about, what has you excited, and what in the video game industry has you mad. Yeah, we've gotten some very positive calls. I want the angry calls where they're like, Bryant, if you say the word but in one more video, I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm not saying I want the entire voicemail box to be filled with that, but like, hey, I love the positivity, but I can't be making everybody happy out there.